This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Bruce Campbell on the hotline right now. Of course, Ash from Evil Dead and Army of Darkness and Bubba Hotep and tons of great things. He's now hosting Ripley's Believe It or Not. It debuts Sunday night on Travel Channel.
Good.
And it's the good, weird stuff, like the dude that throws playing cards at 92 miles an hour, like the super lethal.
Love that stuff. Listen, I'm a fan, huge fan. I've been to Ripley's all over the world. I always go in if I see one because it's interesting.
Yeah, it's odd and weird, yeah.
And then T, of course, is the biggest Army of Darkness and Evil Dead fan in the...
Yeah, let's try to keep T out of this.
No. I'm kidding. No, because he'll like it. I like Bruce a lot. He's cool, man. Let's get him on the line.
Born June 22nd in Royal Oak, Michigan. He began acting as a teenager, making short Super 8 movies. But in 1981, he took his place in pop culture history as the star of the horror classic, The Evil Dead. He's gone on to build a career as the king of the B-movie actors in such films as Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, Maniac Cop, Dark Man, Bubba Hotep, and many more, as well as such films as Spider-Man and Sky High, and such series as Burn Notice. And this Sunday we'll see his debut as the host of the Travel Channel reboot of Ripley's Believe It or Not. Please welcome Bruce Campbell.
Wow. Hey, man. How have you been?
Was that like a robot intro?
Yes, it was. A real
that
robot.
Almost convincing. Almost convincing.
How have you been, man?
Very good, thanks. Just passing by, thought I'd stop in.
That's very good. Listen, congratulations on Ripley's Believe It or Not. I'm a huge fan of all that.
Well, there's a chance this might go because, you know what, people have heard of Ripley's.
Yeah, right? Well, it's just, I love stuff like this.
It's nice to be part of something where you mention it and they don't go, huh?
Yeah, right. Well, it is because it's not...
They've been around for 100 years now, Ripley's.
Yeah, I mean, all over the world, and they're always interesting stuff. And I think you're a great fit for this because I think your sensibility, your sense of humor is absolutely going to, it's going to be perfect for it.
Yeah, and you got to kind of ride the line. There's some stories that are not hearty, har, har,
right.
You know. There are a lot of physical disabilities that we're featuring of people who are overcoming it, which is really cool. So we can't be D-bags about all that.
No.
Like going, ew, or, you know, we really do celebrate these folks, and that's the difference.
Well, of course.
Well, I think anybody with a challenge who watches the show at the end of the hour will go, oh, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. Anyone who felt discouraged about something, because the things that they overcome, some of the physical challenges, really is just, it is extraordinary. It's a big word, but in this case, it actually kind of works. It's nice to be part of something that is very uplifting.
Yeah, well, it's all about tone.
It's a little squeamish, but there will be things that overall, the takeaway is that life ain't so bad.
Well, the thing is, everybody, now there's a certain group of people that you're certainly going to hear from no matter what. But it's just, we live in a world where, I'll give you the best example. I have a bunch of friends who are little people, midgets, and they do professional wrestling. We have them up at Sturgis every year, and it's a huge moneymaker for them. And these guys are definitely at a disadvantage to make money for themselves and have a career. So they, you know, they take what they've got and they turn it into something financially profitable. But there's always somebody who says something absurd, like the word midget is akin to the N-word. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because they brought everybody over in little bitty boats and made them be little tiny slaves. You're like, listen, this is not the same thing, man. And that's, by the way, I'm taking this verbatim from my friend who's a little person. He goes, no, it's not the same. I'm shorter than the rest of people. That's it. Who is anybody to tell another human being how they can make a living if it doesn't harm anything?
Sure, and it's important to get a little perspective on other people on how they're dealing with stuff, too, because I think there's some folks who are a little lost out there of how to get going and how to kind of put their lives back together after either accidents or something like that. So hopefully this will give them a little shot in the arm.
I just get angry. I see some guy playing a guitar with his feet, and I just say, man, I got two hands, and I'm terrible.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Well, it's like the doctor, you know, going for back surgery. He goes, I go, Doc, is this going to work? He goes, well, you'll be tap dancing afterward. I said, that's great, because I couldn't tap dance.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Good. That's it. Again, by the way, let me just gush for a second. Allow me to have T say hello, because as Evil Dead and Army of Darkness go, I mean, there's just nothing he loves more. So, T.
Hi, Mr. Campbell, how you doing? I'm a huge, huge fan. I love all the Army of Darkness stuff. I subscribed to Stars Network just to see, you know, Ash versus the Evil Dead when it came out. I even got the...
You're the one who watched the show.
I also had the
I've been looking for the guy. But I've been looking for the guy who watched the show. I think I found it.
Oh, my son was one of the people at the Comic-Con the year before they came out. He got to get his picture taken with you and Sam when you guys were promoting the show, because he dressed up
in San Diego.
Ash. Yeah, in San Diego at Comic-Con. Yeah. And that, and they talked to him on the, you know, Stars Network before the premiere of
the
show.
Okay, all right, and done. Sorry about that. Thanks for putting up with him. Think of it as a Make-A-Wish, Bruce.
No, that's fine. You could have asked like 14 questions in the same amount of time, but that's all right.
Is it so, because it's so great to be a cult, like, I mean, truly a legend because of Evil Dead. But
I don't use any of these words. These are all other people's words.
No, I use it.
I just consider myself a working actor. That's it.
But it's got to feel great. But are they all like him? Are they all just off a little bit?
Well, here's what it is. Fandom is for folks who, look, entertainment is for people to get outside of themselves.
Absolutely.
And to forget about their miserable lives for just a few minutes. And so what happens is when you go to conventions, those are people who just want to get into it a little more.
Right.
And a lot of people are socially challenged, is the word I'll use.
Yeah.
But when you go to these, and so they live out through other characters sometimes.
Yeah. There's
a guy who had an autistic son, and he said that he couldn't communicate with his son very well until he started to act out scenes from a couple of movies that I was
no
in.
No kidding.
And the kid went, whoop. He looked at his father and started spouting in character voices, and his father started spouting back. Immediately, they made a connection. So entertainment has its place in the world to help us out and get us along. But conventions, man, they've gone insane.
Yes, they have. They're great. They're really great.
Somewhere, the Blah Blah Con is somewhere, some weekend. So, hey, man, in my day, I couldn't go see Shatner. They didn't have conventions.
Right.
You know,
that's
now
it.
Now you can go out. Holy crap, you can see old guys, medium guys, young guys, people in old shows, people in current shows. That's the difference.
Yep.
Now you can go see Dreamy Norman Reedus live. You know?
This is so good. Yeah. Well, listen, they're giving me the rap.
Current show. So,
no, no, I'm sorry. I wanted to plug it again, because your production guys are telling us you got to go to the next interview.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I want to make sure we plug this again. Ripley's Believe It or Not, debuting next Sunday, 8 o'clock on the Travel Channel, Kansas City time. Bruce Campbell hosts it. And, man, anytime, you're always welcome here if it's 2 minutes. But especially if you ever find extra time and you'd like to do some more, man, come back and we'll talk about it. Because I love the people at the Comic-Cons. I think they're the nicest, most genuine people I'd met in a very long time. I just returned from one, and I thought it was fantastic how cool they were.
Yeah, no, it's a good experience. You got to wear comfortable shoes, though.
Yes.
That's the thing.
That's a fact. All right, stay there. Hold on, Bruce. Hold on, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.